The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana. The news presented by Abraham Donko
and Rosemary Gazy.
In the headlines, bill to regulate creation of new districts in the offing. Progressive People's Party takes government to Supreme Court over F-Cube implementation. This year's May-June West Africa Senior School Certificate Examination begins throughout the country today. Ghana AIDS Commission alarmed at counterfeit antiretrovirals in the system. And suspected terrorist bomb attack kills 6 in Nairobi. At first, the summary with Rosemary Gazy.
A bill to regulate the creation of new districts is being finalized. When passed, it will curtail the situation where new districts are created after every population census. It also seeks to transfer power from the creation of districts from the president to the Electoral Commission. The Progressive People's Party, PPP, has sued government at the Supreme Court over the implementation of the Free Compulsory Universal Basic Education, F-Cube. The party says government has not fully implemented the constitutional provisions on F-Cube, yet it has announced plans to roll out a free SHS policy next academic year. Counterfeit antiretroviral drugs are said to be on the increase in the country. The Director General of the Ghana AIDS Commission, Dr. Angela L. Addis, who expressed worry over the issue, said the situation does not augur well for a developing country like Ghana, which is working frantically to reduce the prevalence of HIV and AIDS. This year's May-June West Africa Senior School Certificate Examination, WACSE, begins today. In all, 242,152 candidates, comprising 126,981 males and 115,238 females, are expected to write the examination at 809 centers across the country. And terrorists have held explosives into a food kiosk and a bus stop in Kenya's capital, Nairobi, killing 6 people. Reports say those who died were trapped in the food kiosk where they went for their supper. It is believed the attackers used grenades to launch their attacks.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information.
The news now in detail. A bill which is aimed at regulating the creation of new districts is being finalized. When passed, it will curtail the situation where new districts are created after every population census. The draft consolidated local government bill, which is being championed by the Interministerial Coordinating Committee on Decentralization, seeks to replace the hitherto absolute minimum population thresholds for the creation of districts. It also seeks to transfer the power for the creation of districts from the president to the Electoral Commission with a prior approval from Parliament. A local government expert, Professor Kwame Nahoy, listed these provisions when he made a presentation on the bill at a stakeholder consultative workshop in Tamale.
The Progressive People's Party, PPP, has sued government at the Supreme Court over the implementation of the Free Compulsory Universal Basic Education, F-Cube. According to the party, government has not fully implemented the constitutional provisions on F-Cube, yet it has announced its intention to roll out a free SHS policy next academic year. Kofi Asamoah-Sian is the General Secretary of the PPP.
First of all, we think that it is important to bring home the need for the full implementation of the free compulsory universal basic education, because it is a constitutional mandate, because it is an imperative that government ensures that illiteracy is removed from this country, that government makes it possible for the realization of the dream for the state to have education as an investment in development. Now, we also are seeking this release so that there will be clarity today on what is it that government is supposed to do when it comes to the provision of education at every level. So we believe that Article 25, Clause 1 of the 1992 Constitution, where governments have been enjoined to make sure that we have compulsory, which means nobody has a choice to either go to school or not, compulsory because it is essential for you to have education, has been violated for far too long. And the time had come for an agency, an individual, whether artificial or natural, to bring this matter before the Supreme Court for clarification and an order for enforcement so that government will do what it has to do and not run away from basic fundamental responsibility to go and do something that the Constitution doesn't compel government to do.
Kofi Asamoah-Sian is the General Secretary of the PPP.
The Chief Justice, Mrs. Georgina Wood, says budgetary allocation for the judiciary is woefully inadequate since it is less than 1% of GDP. She said the excuse that the country is in difficult times should not be the reason for the justice system to suffer. Mrs. Georgina Wood said this in a speech read for her by Justice of the Supreme Court, Mr. Justice Sule Badegbe, at the 55th SRC week of the Ghana School of Law in Accra. Joyce Jechi and Constance Asantoa have filed this report.
The 55th SRC week of the Ghana Law School focuses on promoting rule of law through expeditious adjudication of disputes, reflections on the justice delivery system in Ghana. Speakers, which included the Speaker of Parliament, the Attorney General and Minister of Justice, and the Chief Justice, acknowledged delays in the justice system in the country. In a speech read for her, the Chief Justice, Mrs. Georgina Wood, said the increasing number of cases in court are indications that Ghanaians are increasingly becoming aware of their rights, but the effects of the delays are a major concern. Justice Badegbe, who read the Chief Justice's speech, elaborates further.
Last year, the government provided a share of 0.011% of the GDP. This year, there was a shift, a slight improvement from 0.011 to 0.001%. Still too low. I don't think it's any excuse for it to be said that we are in a difficult time. We are the chairman of government. We don't even have 1% of the GDP. So, how can we move?
Mrs. Georgina Wood mentioned alternative dispute resolution and the filing of affidavits rather than real representation in court as means of reducing the duration of cases in court. In a speech read for him, the Speaker of Parliament, Eduardo Ajaho, said the shift to the courts to resolve problems facing individuals is a result of the failure by other dispute settlement forums, such as the customary law courts. The Attorney General and Minister of Justice, Mrs. Buapiopon, in a speech read for her, attributed the delay in the adjudication of justice to internal and external influences, making it difficult for judges to deliver justice fairly.
Joyce Jechi and Constance Asantoa filed that report.
This year's May-June West Africa Senior School Certificate Examination, WACSE, begins today throughout the country. In all, 242,152 candidates comprising 126,981 males and 115,238 females are expected to write the examination at 809 centers across the country. The candidates will begin the exam with oral English and follow it up with integrated science practicals. The curtain will be drawn on May 16, 2014. Meanwhile, the Minister of Education, Professor Nana Jinupukwajiman, has in a goodwill message urged the candidates to conduct themselves in accordance with the rules and regulations of the examination.
There have been mixed reactions from students of the University of Ghana to the reappointment of Professor Ernest Tayete as Vice Chancellor. Professor Tayete's reappointment came as a surprise to many. This is in view of reactions that greeted some of the university's policies, including their decision to toll its roads. Radio Ghana spoke to some students to find out their views on Professor Tayete's reappointment.
I think he should go. There are other people who can also perform equally the task.
Yes, he's been given the opportunity. He's done his part. He should go so that we can see what others can also do.
There are other specifics.
Yes, but he should step down. Not just step down, he should go. We'll be wishing him well, but I will think he should go for others to come in.
About the tolling system, I think they didn't do enough consultation with the student body and stakeholders on campus. Because for students to be coming in with their cars and be paying tolls, once they pay academic facility user fee, I think it was a bad decision that he took, if he was the only person that took the decision. And I understand he has cancelled some allowances to, in relation to the lecturers. So when you attend meetings, you are not paid. So definitely, you know, as human beings, they will say they have other chores which will generate income to them. So they will not attend meetings if you call for meetings.
Those were views of students of the University of Ghana on Professor Tayete's reappointment.
The president of the Ghana Academy of Arts and Science, Professor Francis Aluti, says in order to develop science, technology and innovation in Ghana, scientists must be provided with adequate human resources and equipment. He says scientific equipment in an institution helps to ensure quality output. This therefore calls for a policy on scientific equipment that would enable Ghanaian scientists to utilize the sciences for rapid socio-economic development.
The Ghana Statistical Service, Ministry of Food and Agriculture, and the FAO have joined forces to gather statistics in agricultural activities across the country. This is expected to help government to accurately monitor, evaluate, and implement effective food security programs. The figures will help review structural data on Ghana's agriculture and provide a benchmark on production. It will also provide quality sampling for the design of specific crops, livestock, fishery, and forestry activities. To ensure a smooth takeoff of the program, a technical committee has been inaugurated in Accra. Rabna Pahand, Juliet Safo, were at the ceremony.
Article 135 of the 1992 Constitution gives the Ghana Statistical Service the mandate to collect, compile, analyze, and disseminate official statistics on all activities in the country. Government statistician Dr. Philomena Nyako described as unfortunate Ghana's loss in the 1990 and 2000 rounds of the World Census on Agriculture. She said past figures collated on agriculture was in 1985. This makes the current move by the Statistical Service, Ministry of Food and Agriculture, and the FAO to conduct statistics on agriculture paramount.
One of the innovative recommendations for the 2010 round, which is to be completed in 2016, is the modular approach. Attempts have been made in previous censuses to collect all agricultural information needed from the field at a go. The experts here will agree with me that this approach can be very laborious, given the large body of information required for the development of the agricultural sector.
In a speech read on his behalf, the Food and Agriculture Minister, Clement Kofi Mumadu, welcomed the initiative, saying it will help stakeholders to have a firm grip on food security issues.
Arab Napaha and Julia Safo filed that report. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra, the major stories. Bill to regulate creation of new districts in the offing. Progressive People's Party takes government to Supreme Court over F-Cube implementation. This year, May, June, West Africa Senior School Certificate Examinations begins throughout the country today. Ghana AIDS Commission alarmed at counterfeit antiretrovirals in the system, and suspected terrorist bomb attack kills six in Nairobi.
The Director General of the Ghana AIDS Commission, Dr. Angela Elados, has expressed worry about the increase in counterfeit drugs in the country. She noted that the situation does not augur well for a developing country like Ghana, which is working frantically to reduce the prevalence. Dr. Elados was particular about the counterfeiting of antiretroviral drugs committed to fighting HIV and AIDS. We'll bring you the details.
Reports of counterfeit drugs on the continent have reached alarming proportions and subsequently gained notoriety. It is for this reason, among others, that the Global Pharma Health Fund and the Center for Pharmaceutical Advancement Training, CEPAT, signed an agreement to conduct quality control testing to help detect substandard and counterfeit medicines in Africa. This alliance, however, culminated in the creation of mini-labs that helps in the detection of counterfeit medicines. The facility is intended to enable health institutions responsible for drug purchase, storage, and distribution to protect themselves and patients against the danger of counterfeit medicines. The program is currently working in 13 African countries, including Ethiopia, Liberia, and Zimbabwe.
A news desk report.
The Minister of Health, Sharia Ite, has challenged the management of the Kolebu Teaching Hospital to put in place a preventive maintenance plan to ensure that equipment do not suffer premature breakdown. She said the lack of maintenance culture among institutions is the bane of development. Ms. Haiti said this at the inauguration and handing over of installations in seven theater suites, departments of surgery, children's departments, and seven ambulances. The equipment cost $6,440,000.
Members of Parliament have raised concerns over their security following recent killings and attacks in the capital, Accra. The police have so far not made any arrest in connection with the perceived contract killings. Speaking on our current affairs program Behind the News, the Member of Parliament for Garo Timpani, Dominica Zuma, said about 8 to 9 members of Parliament have been attacked so far, and this gives cause for worry. He said attacks on MPs are now rampant because the perpetrators perceive them to be rich. He called on the IGP to provide security for MPs to halt future attacks on them. Mr. Zuma spoke to Agatha Samoa.
We are touted as one of the most peaceful countries in the sub-region. And if suddenly we are experiencing these kind of unexplained murders, and attacks and armed robbery, and the police have so far have not yet been able to apprehend and to explain, to allay the fears of the citizenry, because it became a matter of concern to Parliament. And we're quite concerned. Indeed, about 4 or 5 people have been murdered with circumstances bizarre, unexplained. In some situations, the attackers murdered their victims and took away nothing from the homes, which could be related to contract killing. In certain circumstances where they just even took away certain things, you will know that it was an armed robbery attack. And so there's beginning to be some fear and some anxiety in the citizenry and all over the capital, especially Accra, Tema. I'm sure some of this might be happening in other parts of the country.
Do you also perceive these murders as contract killings?
If for any reason a team of robbers or attackers have access to the room and you have a lot of property or for that is some property in the room, and yet they come and attack their victim, murder the fellow, and leave the home without taking anything, maybe your cars or some other properties are there, they don't make any attempt to pick any. How do you explain that?
The Public Relations Officer at the Police CID, ASP JB Dankwa, assured the public and the MPs of adequate security. He also indicated that the CID is well-resourced to deal with crime.
Police has redoubled its efforts to make sure our society is very safe. We have put more men on night patrols in the communities, areas where we think they are vulnerable.
But even though you have strategies, these murders still go on. Does it look like these criminals are smarter than the security agencies, or what exactly is the problem?
Not really, but what I can say, and even what I would like to use your platform to educate people, in our investigation, we realized that in some of these murder cases, some kind of warning were issued, and maybe the people did not take it seriously. So we want to use this your platform to educate the public to, as it were, report all threats of death to the police immediately.
ASP JB Dankwa is the Public Relations Officer at the CID of the Ghana Police Service.
Parliament has approved the contract agreement between the government of Ghana and Authentics USA for the procurement of a tax stamp system. The system will provide solutions through the use of the tax stamp with detection gadgets and database administration system for monitoring and tracking, as well as enhance revenue collection, reduce tax evasion, and address other tax-related challenges. Presenting the report of the Finance Committee for the approval of the agreement, the Vice Chairman of the Committee, Gabriel Isiofi, said the technology provides covert, and forensic secure identification features that are incorporated into the tax stamp to be applied on selected products at the point of manufacture and importation.
And in foreign news, at least 6 people were killed and 10 others injured in twin explosions in Isli, a suburb of Nairobi. The explosions happened when terrorists held explosives into a food kiosk and a bus stop. Nairobi County Deputy Police Commander Moses Ombati said the police have secured the areas where the explosions occurred. Reports say those who died were trapped in a food kiosk where they went for supper. It is believed the attackers used grenades or improvised explosive devices to launch their attacks. Crime in the city has escalated in recent days, with thugs targeting estates and business premises. The latest incident comes despite enhanced security in Nairobi and its environs.
NATO foreign ministers are meeting in Brussels to discuss ways of helping Ukraine and reassure allies in Eastern Europe of adequate security. It is the first time ministers from the 28 member states have convened since the diplomatic crisis following Russia's takeover of Crimea. High on the agenda will be the formal suspension of cooperation with Moscow at the Brussels meeting. The NATO ministers are also expected to look at options including situating permanent military bases in the Baltic states to reassure members in Eastern Europe.
Reports reaching Radio Ghana says the timber market is on fire. We are monitoring the situation and will bring you details in due course.
Now to the news, the main points again. A bill to regulate the creation of new districts is being finalized. It is to curtail the creation of new districts after every population census. And this year's May, June, West Africa Senior High School Certificate Examination begins to rouse the country today with 242,152 candidates sitting across 809 centers. The news was presented by Abraham Donko
and Rosemary Gazi in Accra.